Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Normally at this point in the program, I would say, oh, hi, Mark, because that scream can mean only one thing. Tyler, turn the music down. Tyler, turn the music down.
Thank you.
And we are...
We're waiting on Grody.
Pursuing Mark Grody. He will be...
Hey, Mark. Mark, if you're listening, this is when you're supposed to be on?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
There we go.
Dial up the access.
574 texter 2312-644-6767. Of course, I love you, Rosie, but it's great to hear Studs, although he seriously needs to rent a ton, that's in capital letters, of movies and open his horizons a lot.
Oh, hey, no, come on. Don't act like I'm not cultured when it comes to movies just because I haven't seen
Goodfellas.
What's it like?
Slapshot.
Look.
So?
I got a couple blind spots, but I'm not like totally ignorant
here. Two of the top five movies, easily. Two of the top five greatest movies ever. But
really?
Let me tell you this.
Interesting.
Let me tell you this. We're on till 11.
Disagree.
We have T-minus less than an hour, Rosenblum and Studzinski. At 11 o'clock, till forever, probably 11 p.m., the NFL triple header, Packers-Lions, Commanders, Cowboys, Niners, Seahawks on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. Packers, Lions. Who are you rooting for, Studs? You want both teams to lose?
Lions.
I know.
Well, the Lions are going to win the division, so it's Lions. I never root for the Packers.
So more bad stuff to happen to the Packers?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. By the way, this texter, the one that you were mentioning, maybe he's unaware that virtually every movie and music from the past 15 years sucks. No, it doesn't. Brian, if that is your real name. No, it does not.
From Mishawaka.
Yeah, it does not. You're absolutely wrong about that. Don't act like I can't sit here and talk about good pop culture because I haven't seen Goodfellas. Sit back and do the listening. We'll do the talking, man. Come on.
Wow.
I'm not going to take that critique.
Look at you. Look at you breaking out the whooping stick. All right, 815, Wake and Bake Thursday. Happy Turkey Day. Okay, we haven't talked about that. We haven't talked about... The Wake and Bake Club. There was a calamitous tweet sent out, seemingly calamitous tweet sent out, that the Wake and Bake Club was rocked by. Snoop Dogg said, I'm giving up smoke.
Right.
My family wants your private. Please respect our privacy.
Yeah.
So then 2 days later came the, and one of the commenters, one of the note, somebody wrote on Snoop's, Twitter machine account said he's going to come back and do vaping or something. Well, you were close. He's going to come back and he's going to do a smokeless fire pit. That's what it was for. He's giving up smoke and the sticky icky.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like, what a great marketing campaign.
It is.
Got the attention.
He's everywhere. Snoop Dogg. And not only is he one of the faces, one of the blunts on Mount Cushmore, but he's everywhere. He's doing everything.
Good for him.
3-3-1, Sunshine, y'all have me consider bailing too, leaning towards the Dolphins.
Why the Dolphins? They got some fun. I like their coach a lot. He was available.
Are we now picking other teams? I'd rather we pick...
No, I'm not. I'm picking other baseball teams.
I'd rather we pick the next creative way than Matt Eberchoke will lose a game, that his team will lose a game. Why don't we ask Mark Grody?
Do we find him?
He covers the Bears. Well, Tyler says so, so let's find out. Mark Grody? Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you? I mean, think about it. The Bears are going to be playing in Minnesota. Minnesota, as we know, dials up pressure. So here's how it could get worse. Maybe Justin Fields will get sacked on the first four plays of the game this time around.
You think they're going?
That would be a way to get worse. You're right.
Yeah, hey. I mean, you guys wanted me to start by going negative. There it is for you guys. Perfect. Perfect. I don't know what's been going on here, but boy, you guys sound like you're on fire right now.
Well, I was, you know what, I'll run this idea. We started the show with this, so I'll run this by you. You give us your take on it.
Okay.
Sunday's game was a horrible, bad, not good version or a conclusion to helping evaluate, maybe the worst thing to evaluate Justin Fields, because for 55 minutes you got Joe Montana, you got Tom Brady, and then for 5 minutes you got Justin Fields, you got Jay Cutler, you got that whole thing. You got bad coaching, bad play, and bad, terrible stuff.
Wrong.
Oh.
Wrong.
Things went haywire in the end. It sucked. It was awful. It was a choke. Whatever word you want to use is certainly not hyperbole. But if we're talking about, if we're doing the final seven game evaluation, check the box, who cares if they win or lose? Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. But
that was last year, Mark. We're not talking like that anymore.
Justin Fields, to me, check the box. I said 1 of 7. That was a good game, Justin Fields. Now, on the other side, Matt Eberflus, exact converse. He had a bad game. Check, because, you know, the not-so-dirty little secret here is that it's not just Justin Fields that's maybe under a seven-game evaluation from the powers above Ryan Poles even. It's Matt Eberflus. So, the Flus, I'm sorry, but, like, whatever he was culpable for or not at the end of that game, and look, he runs the defense, so there's culpability right there. That is you blow big leads in the NFL, and that goes directly back to the head coach.
So, that makes sense, Grody. If we're doing the binary, a 1 is a good, a 0 is a bad, Justin gets a 1, Eberflus gets a 0 for the last game, right?
Are you with me on that or not?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think that, like, Rosie had an interesting point that I heard him out on, and I think that he's not outright wrong. He's just kind of wrong. Just a little bit wrong. So, Grody, I've been waiting all morning to ask you this. It's a Saturday Suckage reunion, so I just want to ask you, Bears?
Oh, Bears. Yeah, absolutely, Bears. I think that's a really good thing to say, and I will say this to you guys.
Yeah, Bears, right? Yeah.
I know I don't. I don't say this a lot, and I probably should. And Thanksgiving is the day to do it. You guys suck. I mean, this show really sucks.
This is a terrible show.
I love you guys. You know.
Yeah, I love you. You suck too. It's great. You know, we all together we suck. We suck together.
No, don't put this on me. I got out.
I got out.
You know what's funny is you got out. You
well,
got
actually,
out.
Actually, so
and
did
I.
So
I
did
missed,
Trash Panda.
I well, yeah, but. He still uses the same open, Grody. I don't know if you ever listened to the beginning of the show. It's the same open that I made like 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it hasn't because Grody asked me 1 week, you know, because I was working the show pretty much every week. And he asked me like, hey, can you update our open? I said, I certainly can. Yeah. And so I did. And then within 2 weeks after that, he wasn't on the show anymore. So he's on the billboard for the show, but he's not on the show.
Right, and now he's on this show.
And now he's on this show.
About Saturday Suckage, but he's not on that
which
show.
Which is not our show. And we're in for, well, right now we're in for Dan and Lawrence. We were in for Moline Hall.
I'm ingenious because, or a genius, because basically I have automated myself on the show on Saturday. So like I'm still there because I've got myself in the open. And I do, I'll be honest, I do take pride in being a founding father, a co-founding father with Steve Rosenblum of Saturday Suckage and the Wake and Bake Club and everything that he
I thought,
yeah.
I thought that was so. I thought that was Burnfield. Who was the originator?
What?
No.
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 It was you two?
No.
Okay. I was always confused on the lineage.
No, look, I love all those guys, but little credit where credit is due. Rosenblum had a organic, if you will, natural, if you will, just a flowery invention of the Wake and Bake Club. It happened naturally because the city of Chicago had run out of weed, and we, for the first time ever on our show, the phones were ringing off the hook.
No, that was what happened. Was there was a major bust off the coast of San Diego, and I just said there was like 4 million pounds, whatever it was, major bust. And Mark says, Chicago is out of pot. We are out of pot. And he holds the microphone like that. We are out of pot. And in the other room is the tomato face, Dave White, Senor Blanco. And all of a sudden, the bald-pated Senor White turns tomato face. All 10 lines light up. And he picks up the phone and slams it down and picks up the phone and slams. And we can see him jerk his head. And Mark finally says, what's going on in there? Because everybody believed you. They're worried that we're out of pot. That's how we knew what our demographics told us.
Hey,
we are the Wake and Bake Club.
Hey, and well, the show has been that since. It had a certain vibe to it. We, you know what we did, Studs?
Yeah.
At that point, we relaxed the show. That's what I'll just say is a way to encompass it all. We relaxed the show a little bit.
Well, that's what the show should be. Saturday,
right.
Saturday middays.
Yeah. But, Saturday, you know, suckage.
We're not rating that.
No.
Yeah.
Also, one time
it makes sense.
I asked Bilkis, I said, can you look at what me and Grody are doing? And he was surprised to find out we're the highest rated AM show.
How about that?
On Saturday. Oh, look at that.
Okay. I still listen.
Glad to see it meant so much that you weren't listening and you didn't know. By the way, Mark Rohde is going to be on this here radio station all by himself. He doesn't need us. We are grateful for his appearance here on the Sucksgiving reunion. As I told you, we'll take you up to the NFL triple header at 11. Packers, Lions, Commanders, Cowboys, Niners, Seahawks. Tomorrow's programming, 6 a.m. to 10, Gabriel Ramirez and Marshall Harris. And then 10 to 1:30, Mark Rohde. He will take you up to Dolphins and Jets. Heard right here on the Score.
What do you got planned, Grody? What are you going to do tomorrow?
Bears.
All right.
So,
well, it's funny. Like yesterday, I filled in with Anthony Heron, and I had all these ideas. I'm like, oh, I got some good thoughts on the Bulls. I want to get out. I want to talk about this Shohei Ohtani, couple of big picture things nationally, and then we talked Bears basically the whole time. So I imagine that is what is going to actually. No. I did, just to stop myself, I am going to have Ricky O'Donnell on to talk about the Chicago Bulls tomorrow. So that was just to protect myself from me from talking.
From bearsing out?
Not that anybody would probably have a problem if I was to talk Bears for 3 hours. I don't think that would, let's wait, 10, 11, 12, 1, a 3.5 hours show. So I don't think anybody would have an issue with that, but I just figured, you know what? I gotta mix it up a little bit.
So explain the choreography of the offensive line. And it appears, I don't know, from this standpoint, they got what they consider their best five out there, even if not in the ideal situation of leaving Jenkins next to right. But explain what you expect to see Monday night in Minnesota.
Were you expecting to see something different on the offensive line this time around?
I don't know. I'm not sure who they're married to. I'm all for Tevin Jenkins on the right side. I understand Nate Davis at right guard is what he does, and Tevin Jenkins can make that left side stronger. Guys are bigger over there. He's an animal. I was comparing him to Kyle Long. We were talking about that earlier, and I thought, there's just such a fun animal part of Tevin Jenkins that I love watching play.
And he doesn't get in nearly as many fights with his teammates, but, But I will say, no, I think Steve, I think it's going to be what it was last week. I don't expect them to change off of it, even though I think we're all on this show, and I think the majority of people probably would have preferred to have seen Tevin Jenkins continue to play right guard with Darnell Wright just because of what was growing there. But, you know, I think that they made it clear that, you know, that look, they told they did something, I don't know if it was unprecedented this year for Matt Eberflus, but he told us early in the week last week what the offensive line. Yep, Nate Davis, he offered it to Nate Davis going back to right guard. I thought for sure we were going to have to dig for that one, but that is them saying, no, look, Tevin Jenkins is versatile. He can go back to left guard where he plays very well as well. So, you know, and Nate, like Nate Davis is no slouch. He's been pretty good when he's played. So I don't have a big problem with it, but yeah, I'd prefer if I had the choice, definitely I would have kept Tevin Jenkins at right guard. But yeah, see, Lucas Patrick will continue to line up at center as well.
I think that that's a conversation to have during the off season, right? When you get to the off season, you say, hey, Nate, Tevin, we want to have a conversation about flipping you guys. I don't think you do that during the season when Nate Davis has never played left guard.
Yeah, that's a great point. And yeah, sometimes we assume as onlookers and broadcasters and beat reporters, we just assume that guys, yeah, it's easy, just go back over to left guard. And to some degree, yeah, it can happen, but not everybody is.
Yeah, it's easier.
Clearly it's not.
It's easier to go from left guard to right guard, right guard to left guard than it is from left tackle to right tackle or right tackle to left tackle, right? Yeah, it's easier, but it's, you know, Tevin doesn't have a problem with it. He's done it before. But he had already went from right to left. So he had the groundwork at right, and he talked about like it was very easy for him to just switch back over. Nate Davis doesn't have that background, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I was saying last week, yeah, you got to go with Tevin back on the left and Nate Davis at right.
Yeah, and here's another thing too. You know, one of the reasons you don't hear a peep out of Tevin Jenkins is because eventually he's got to start to think about getting paid as well. So he's going to be a good soldier. I know that last year you could make the argument that he wasn't a good soldier early on in the season. That's, you know, in terms of all the wackiness that was going on in the off season for him. And, but since then, I think once he put the ego aside and said, all right, I can accept playing on the inside, even though, you know, he's a hype tackle coming out of college, all thinking he's going to be the next left tackle of the Bears and planned A-wire, here he is as a really good guard in the league, and I think that he knows that that's the way he's going to get paid, quite frankly, and other teams see what's going on.
Assuming he stays healthy, they got to extend him.
Yeah.
Like he should be a Bear for life. If he can stay healthy, like prove the rest of the season that that's a Bears offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Like, that is, you see, you know it when you see it. That's one right there.
Yeah, and that health factor is so spot on, Studs. I mean, like, that's the only thing with Tevin. And unfortunately, his injuries have been of the high caliber type. We're talking about back, you know, and neck. And, well, calf, I guess, is not as bad. But but those, the back thing still scares me. Like, you always get worried that could re-erupt. And who knows? Who knows what he's been feeling? I think that's another thing, too, is that if you get to a point as a player when you have an injury that I'm not going to call it chronic with him. I mean, he had the back surgery and he's had issues with it since. That's the kind of thing that you don't eventually, you just keep quiet about. And if it really gets bad, then you take yourself out of the game. But that's spot on, man. Like, you got it. That guy, if they can project his health, he's going to have a long career in the NFL. It's just a matter of how much security he gets out of it.
Mark Grody is joining us on this Sucksgiving reunion here. He covers the Bears for The Score. His appearance today, powered by IBEW Local 9, Chicago's original powerhouse since 1892. We walk through the various versions and gobbledygook of whatever interim Bears coach Matt Eberflus was saying about Montez Sweat and his usage. And so your view, you were there, you were listening to all this, I felt like we got whiplash trying to figure out what was going on. But what was going on with the way the coach is trying to explain not having his best player out there at all the important times?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I'm picking up some gobbledygook to take to my parents.
What size gobbledygook?
I usually get like the medium container at Jewel.
Yeah, Jewel. There you go. The Jewels.
Make sure you put it in the broiler and just broil the top of the marshmallows.
So, all right, real quick before you answer Steve's question, the Jewels thing, I recognized at some point after I moved up here, I stopped saying Jewels ironically. Like, it's just how I say it now. So the Chicago got
grown on you.
Yeah. It's not that it grew on me. It just, at some point, I stopped saying it ironically. I don't know when it happened. And it just, yeah. it seeded its way into my brain. So anyway, you can answer Rosie's question.
Yeah. No, that's very good. Montez Sweat. Yeah. I mean, look, he played 63% of the snaps, and there's no excuse for that. And Matt Eber, it's almost like Eberflus didn't recognize what was going on. It, you know, it's like, oh, we have a rotation. You know, what are you talking about? This is a rotation. Well, I think that you have to either change the rotation or, ready for this, make exceptions, especially in the game.
Wait. Are you saying that Montez Sweat, who you are giving $100 million to, who you traded what's going to be a high second-round pick for, who is probably your best defensive lineman, top three player on the defense, let's say, are you saying that is not a rotational player?
It's possible. It's possible. And I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, let's just say, you know, improvise a little bit, Mr. Eberflus, you know, that maybe call a timeout in certain situations at the end of the game where David Montgomery is about to score a touchdown and everybody's tired down the defensive line. I wouldn't mind seeing something like that. You know, look, I don't know. Like, Montez Sweat is a man of few words. When he was asked about that yesterday, he kind of just went with the flow, whatever, whatever. I don't know what he's actually thinking. There are the possibilities that they're easing him into the defense still. Is there a conditioning issue? I'm doubting that there's a conditioning, but why would there be a conditioning issue? But you know, you do have to consider those possibilities and things that people aren't telling us in terms of the player and what's really going on. But on the surface, it certainly does appear that we are justified in saying, hey, play your best player a little bit more than 63% of the snaps.
Just to remind you, when I saw it earlier in the week and I heard him, I was part of the rotation, it reminded me of a story that Bill Belichick said when he was defensive coordinator under Parcells. And there's a team meet, there's a defensive meeting, and Lawrence Taylor's not there. And Belichick starts a meeting and he goes through it and he tells Parcells later, he says, I started the meeting, but Lawrence wasn't there. I started the meeting and we ran it and Lawrence wasn't there. And Parcells says, why'd you start the meeting without him?
Exactly.
That's exactly right. That's Come on. Figure it out.
Right.
And that's what you're dealing with.
Different rules. Different people.
Maybe the greatest defensive end of all time. He gets to choose when he shows up.
Yeah, and he did, kind of. And like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. God, I hope he's not choosing 63% of the time, but I doubt that is the case. Well, I got a feeling, like, when we've gone through things like this where we really, really dig into the why with Matt Eberflus, it seems like, or even with Luke Getsy, things change quickly. So I wonder if we're going to see, just if nothing else, to shut us up and to have us stop asking the questions, Montez Sweat's going to play a lot more snaps this week.
If that's what it takes, then, you know, then we made some real change here. So, all right, I got to ask you, Grody, the 219 texted in, and I'm guessing this is a reference to yesterday. Did Grody find his rye bread for Thanksgiving?
Oh, thank you for asking. I did.
Thank God.
It was because of excellent customer service. Really quickly, like, I'll make this fast, but yeah, I was supposed to get, my mom told me to bring to, well, I'm making this appetizer, and she said, she was telling me the ingredients for this appetizer, and it's like these cucumber cream cheese things that you put on a little square of rye bread, a tiny little square. They're called cocktail squares.
Okay.
And I went to one store, and they looked at me like, what are you talking about? And they couldn't find them. And then I went to the Jewels last night.
Gene Grody sent him to the Jewels.
And then I couldn't find him, but there was this service person at the Jewel, and she was unbelievable. I described it, and I'll be damned if she didn't go in the back of the store and come out with two different types for me. So, yes, thank you for asking. I've got my cocktail rye squares, and there will be at least one appetizer at the Grody Thanksgiving special.
Thank God.
Wow. Thank you.
Crisis averted.
Yeah, Victor, appetizer victory right there.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. That's taking the victory formation, taking a knee right on the cocktail square, aren't you?
Yes, I love that.
All right. Tell Gene Grody and Gary Grody hi and happy Thanksgiving for us, would you?
All right. Thanksgiving to you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your show. What do you guys got coming up?
What we got coming up is Shohei Ohtani's going to join us in a couple minutes.
Perfect.
Talk about the Cubs because that's what he's been doing. So that's where we are at this point.
Great. I'm looking forward to it, boys. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm sure I'll see you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Bye. Mark Grody.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Covers the Bears for the Score. He'll be on tomorrow at 10 o'clock. 10 to 1:30 tomorrow, Mark Grody. Taking up to Dolphins and Jets here, right here. You'll hear it right here on the Score. Gabe Ramirez from 5:30 to 6:15 tomorrow. And 6:15, Bulls at Raptors.
Yeah,
so we got
a
Chicago-Toronto game. So Bulls at Raptor or weekend. Bulls at Raptors in Toronto tomorrow at 6:15. And the Maple Leafs will be here 1 o'clock tomorrow at United Center. So that's your next chance to see Connor Bedard score, which is the only thing that matters, the only thing of interest this year, this season.
It's reason enough to watch.
Yeah. So I referenced Kyle Long earlier. Kyle Long found a positive in the Bears choke, and Martellus Bennett found some truths. So what the hell? We'll kick those around. People who have played for the Bears, talking about the Bears.
That's crazy.
Look at that.
It's inception.
It is. He's Adam Studzinski, Trash Panda. I'm Steve Rosenblum. We are the Sucksgiving Show. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The mentality is definitely part of it, you know, and I think that mindset and the mentality is where you start. That's where your foundational floor is. And then it's the execution piece of it after that. You know, what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? And how can we execute fast? And correctly. And that's really where it starts, you know. So mentality, that's a great point. And that's exactly where our mindset is the mentality to finish, you know, to make the good calls on offense and defense, and also for the guys to execute and the playmakers to step up to make those plays.
Steve Rosenblum, Adam Studzinski on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
That's going to be on my, I've been running down top riffs of all time. This will be there.
It's up there, I guess. I'm not a huge Guns N' Roses guy, but I recognize the iconic.
Yeah.
You know.
That's exactly what it is. I'm not a big Led Zeppelin guy, but Black Dog was there, yes, Saturday, yeah. Whenever it was. It seems like yesterday because it's such a fresh and
well, they're the first
iconic show. Oh, my God.
Black. The show?
Yeah. Iconic. Yeah, I'm the iconic Steve Rosenblum of Saturday Suckage.
Who just won't label be on yourself
this,
iconic.
I won't be
I like
on
that.
This week because we, as a radio station, The Score, is presenting you Ohio State at Michigan, 10:30 to 3. I'm saying this so Jim Harbaugh knows he has something to listen to since he won't be on the sideline for this game. 10:30 a.m., Ohio State at Michigan. There you go. That's on this radio station. So Kyle Long, former Bear, a wonderful follow on Twitter. You saw.
Love that guy.
Yeah, love that guy. And he had seen the meltdown, the debacle in Detroit, and he responded to a tweet where it said, the top five of the 2024 NFL draft as of now. Number one, Bears via Panthers.
Yes.
Number two, Cardinals. Number three, Patriots. Number four, Bears.
That's the flip side of last week was if you're looking at it from the tank perspective, which I'm not, if you're looking at it from the tank perspective, it was a perfect week.
Because that's what he said. Great job by the Bears today by not winning TBH.
Yes. So and the Giants somehow won.
Yeah.
So that was big for the Bears.
With the, you know, the story of Tommy DeVito? The Jersey boy who's
from
playing
Illinois.
For
yeah.
Jersey
yeah, yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's from. He played at Illinois. Yeah,
right.
But hometown hero.
He lives 10 minutes from the stadium
with his parents.
With his parents, and it was a spectacular when he beat the Commanders. The Commanders. I don't know who put this out, but the Commanders are the first team to lose to a quarterback who still lives with who still lives at home, has his mom do his laundry and make his dinner.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, yeah. So the Bears ended up with a fourth. And it is, from that standpoint, that's the biggest positive.
If you, yeah. So if this was last year and that happened, we would have been celebrating the tank win on Monday. Because
yeah.
Justin Fields played well.
Yeah.
The defense largely, the team largely looked good. You could see that there's progress. They lost the game, and a team that the Bears needed to win won, and the Panthers continued to lose.
But we looked at it through a different prism
yeah, because
this
that's
year.
That's not how we're looking at it. Thank you. It still is. Everything outside of the Bears was really good for the Bears last weekend. Mm-hmm. Panthers lost. The Giants won. Like, that was good. You need it. Like, the Bears are going to have a top two pick in the draft. Like, the Panthers are not winning more than one game the rest of the season. Like, that team is awful. Like, it was one of those, like, that Thursday night game against the Panthers, the Bears and Panthers. That was one of those games where it's like, you want to see a bad team. Like, that's a bad team.
Right. Yes. Yes, it is. With the Bears, quarterback choice.
I know the Bears barely won, but they kind of coached cowardly, and they were just like, let's just get out of here with a win. So I think if Justin Fields plays that game, they win by 20.
So I asked earlier, who has more weapons, Justin Fields, Pat Mahomes, or C.J. Stroud? And I bring up C.J. Stroud because the Bears passed on him, too.
Yes, they did.
This is actual proof that an Ohio State quarterback can be a star in the NFL. We have not seen that.
And that a bad team can stumble into a good quarterback.
Yeah. The Bears are a bad team.
Because Houston didn't select C.J. Stroud because they wanted C.J. Stroud. He was just there.
Right. He was. So, who has... Now, Kelsey's the best, right? Of those three, all the guys I'm talking about,
yes.
All the teams I'm
yes.
talking about,
yes.
Travis Kelce is, and this was even pre-Tay-Tay, pre-Swiftie. in his pre-Taylor era, he was the best. He remains the best. He's
the best.
But we saw what happened. Marquez, Scantling, Valdez, Droppy, Trippy, whatever, right?
Marquez, Valdez, Scantling.
Yeah.
Yes.
That guy. That's whatever. That's Kansas City for Tyler Scott. Can't stand up, can't catch the ball. That's a game that you're waiting, right? That yeah. guy can't do
well,
it.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes won the game, but his receiver didn't make the play.
There you go. Yeah. Justin Fields iced the game, but his receiver didn't. Yeah. So Kansas City's receivers have been an issue all year. They didn't go out, and everybody's now
yeah. That
saying,
receiving corps sucks. Like, all right, so we'll start. So,
but does Patrick Mahomes have a DJ Moore?
No.
All right, so
unless,
Justin Fields has a better set of weapons.
Yeah, unless we're counting. It depends on how you look at Travis Kelce in this conversation. Are we looking at Travis Kelce as strictly a tight end? because that's really not what he is. He's a number one wide receiver is what
okay,
he is.
Okay, that's fine. He's better than DJ Moore.
He's better than DJ Moore.
Right. So whoever's going to be your tight end, Cole Kmet is better than whatever comes after
Travis Kelce.
Yes. Cole Kmet was deserved to get paid. He's showing you he deserved to get paid. That's yet another weapon, whether the Bears choose to use him or not, whether they choose to target him or not. He is his metrics, his numbers from last year tell you he's top 15.
Even this year. Yeah. He's been a top five tight end this year.
I'm saying
he's been excellent.
That's okay, that's another weapon that right. he's got.
After that,
I couldn't tell you any
on
of
Kansas City.
Okay, CJ Stroud. Who's he throwing to?
Tank Dell, who's good, another rookie. And I don't know if I can offhand name another wide receiver on the team.
Yeah, see, I don't know if that makes us bad football fans or if it's some.
The only highlights you see, like I don't think I've watched a full Houston game this year. So the highlights you see are CJ Stroud to Tank Dell. I know that Tank Dell is good because I've seen like Matt Bowen break down on Twitter like why Tank Dell is good.
Yeah.
But no other receivers are really doing anything super noteworthy. It's CJ Stroud lifting a lot of heavy weights, I think, there. So like if we're saying who has the best weapons, it's probably the Bears.
Right. So why isn't Justin Fields Patrick Mahomes?
Because he's not Patrick Mahomes. That's a bad comp. We shouldn't be making that comp.
Of course you should. Yeah,
like that's the goal. But Patrick Mahomes is probably the greatest quarterback to ever play the game.
Well, it's always good to have a goal.
Yes. So like the goal is to get there, but it's unfair to compare anyone to him because nobody is playing quarterback the way that Patrick Mahomes is right now.
Let me ask you a question about
the goal. The comp should be Justin Herbert or Jalen Hurts. Those kinds of guys. Not Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, let me ask you, let's go back to the draft day of draft night. And Justin Fields falls to 11.
Yes.
Why?
You're talking about
why did he
in 2020?
Yeah. Why did he fall?
I can tell you that it's because the Jets are dumb and the 49ers made a bad evaluation and the Panthers passed on him for inexplicable reasons. So did the Broncos.
However,
the Broncos, you know what? The Broncos took the best player available. They got a really good corner. But, you know.
What if they didn't make a mistake, but they knew something we don't know? And the question is,
Are you talking about those teams that passed on him? They made bad evaluations.
And other teams that, you know, the Bears traded up to get him. I don't know that they made bad evaluations.
Have you seen Zach Wilson play?
Yes,
that was a bad evaluation. Trey Lance,
bad evaluation. Okay.
Right.
So what if, I don't know what goes on in these meeting rooms when they put quarterbacks on the whiteboard and they go through all the process and thinking. I don't know if that played a part in it. I know it played a part, but I don't know if it played a part in the decision by a lot of teams to pass on a guy they thought, this is not the kind of thinking we want, or he didn't knock us over on the whiteboard or something.
I think there was a lot of concern about his anticipatory passing. Hmm. I think that's what the knock on him was. But it was also just inexplicable. Like to me, it's inexplicable that he went that far back. Like this was a guy, Justin Fields, who was 2-time Big Ten Player of the Year, outplayed Trevor Lawrence 2 times on college football's biggest stage, won of the games, and he went after Zach Wilson, who played at BYU, and after Trey Lance, who played 20 games of FCS football. Like, it'll never make sense to me. He should have been the number 2 pick in that draft. Still should be the number 2 pick in the draft.
Teams make so many mistakes with quarterbacks.
And well, it goes to the conversation, like that's how hard it is. Like quarterback evaluation is almost impossible in the NFL. A lot of it's just luck. Like unless it's Andrew Luck you're drafting.
How do you not know how are you not perfect in the most important position in the game? This is embarrassing. The entire NFL gets pantsed.
It really is inexplicable. You'd think that someone would have figured it out by now, but it's because there's some things with quarterbacks you just don't know until they're out there on the field playing in the NFL. Like, you just, you
that's
can't,
true.
You just don't know until they're on the field.
And what we've seen from Justin Fields is what they feared, holds the ball too long and between sacks and doesn't know how to recognize an open receiver in the NFL. He's become better at that.
He's better at it.
Better at getting rid of the ball. Maybe he'll be better with a coaching staff that knows what it's doing with a guy like that. So we'll take a break. We will take you up, me and Studs here, to the NFL triple header starting at 11 o'clock, Packers-Lions, then Commanders-Cowboys, Niners-Seahawks right here on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. But before we get out of here, Tim Jenkins, a guest on the Midday Show, the Bernstein Holmes Show, had some sympathy. Studs wanted to play this, so we will bring back, we'll give you a Sucksgiving chuckle before we get out of here. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Adam Studzinski. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steve Rosenblum, Adam Studzinski on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Welcome in, welcome back. Top of the hour, we will bring you the NFL triple header, starting with Packers, Lions, and Cowboys, Commanders, and Niners, Seahawks, right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. 670 The Score, the Odyssey app. But first, we wanted to leave you with this Sucksgiving chuckle. It involves Tim Jenkins, a guest on the Midday Show. So, Studs, share with us. Walk this up.
So, Tim Jenkins, as you mentioned, is on Bernstein and Holmes, typically at 1 o'clock on Tuesdays, breaks down the film from Justin Fields. He's excellent. You should give him a follow on Twitter and watch his videos on YouTube. But we were talking about the most recent game, and he, who has only been watching Bears games for 2 years now, feels our pain.
It was just one of those games, and I kind of said this at the closing of my video, where it's like, I just feel like since I've started breaking these Bears down, it's just all I see, which is pretty decent football if you actually look at it, but we just find a way to lose, right? It just like makes me, I've basically been a Bears fan for like 2 years. You know, I have people that I talk to on Twitter, and they're, you know, they've been doing this thing for 40, 50 years. I couldn't imagine. I'm already heartbroken, right? I'm 2 years into this thing. So it's just like, dude, I'm like,
you have no idea.
You know, it just feels like what I've seen, where it's just like, it's almost like a culture. It's almost like we've just let this creep in where we're going to play good football, but we don't know how to finish it. And it's not, you know, it's hard to say, oh, well, it's this person's fault, because it just feels cumulative. It's like we're all doing this. we're all in it together to find a way to lose. And it's tough. And it's tough to, I couldn't imagine being on the team because I know that's not really what they're doing, but it's just like, it just feels like no matter what you do, this is kind of the end result.
So there you go. He knows what it's like. This is only a small taste.
You're getting sympathy. I'm 2 years into this and like he's in trouble mentally and emotionally. No, and it's only 2 years.
Now do it for 18 more years. That's where I'm at.
This broadcast, no, we're going to take you to the triple header. Packers, Lions, Commanders, Cowboys, Niners, Seahawks, right here on 670, The Score in the Odyssey app. Same place on Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Ohio State at Michigan. Thanks for coming in, Studs.
Appreciate this is a blast.
Happy Thanksgiving. Tyler Farengel, thanks for coming in. Thanks for producing this epic, this Sucksgiving show. We wish you all a happy, safe Sucksgiving with you and yours on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.